What's up, what's up, good people? To those of you listening wherever, whenever, whatever time it is, good morning, good evening, and good night. You are locked into another Tuesday evening with Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Soul P has been on the air since 1994. We bring you all the topics, the guests, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows of the black community here in Montreal, across Canada, and internationally. We have a beautiful evening of music and discussion lined up for you tonight. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
Your census invitation has arrived in the mail. Your participation will help plan programs and services for your community. Your census, your community, your future. A message from the Government of Canada.
There's mega, mega breakdown, so give me the crown so I can flip as I lyrically zalip. I shoot with the gift, live like a 12-gauge, leaving in a daze, cause snow is in a rage. Praising like a preacher, knowledge of a teacher, wicked as a tyrant. Heritage Irish, no, not Jamaican, moves I ain't faking. It would be mistaken for me to be taken. I'll buy another, so run for cover, and when I strike, take flight like Nikes. Cause I come solo, a.k.a. Snow, and when I let you know you got a hard way. Hard, long, and stiff, but that's only if you decide to rift and get flipped. Flip like a hooker, paid full in time, unknown to design. I sing chat and rhyme, the week that I trample. So here's an example, sample, sample, sample. I am ample, yes I am ample, swift with the tongue. The new style that rung, they got real busy like a bee and then I stung. Well, changing up the style and into the pile, swinging through the files, cause I'm a creative child.
Creative child, 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 creative child,
creative child. Well, back to the flow, you know I'm good to go. Now with this reggae jam, dance, dance, tippy toe, it goes all it up, no joke it up, no all it up for me. All it up, no junk it up, no all it up for me. Now what did I do, now what did I train, I'm off and can't get me out. And I literally leave it all, it goes straight through my mouth. It goes all it up, no joke it up, no all it up for me. Now in and out, I'm the dancer, women and DJ, come come friend. I miss it, hush up your note, no bigger to keep saying a little loud. The father that I beat them off, enough argument. Now when to them and I do for them and I get to violent. Them off, they coming on me outside, them I tear down the fence. Now rain, they kick up or I chew it through my window. Now this and that, there's something that you must really know. It goes all it up, no junk it up, no all it up for me. All it up, no junk it up, not all it up for me, but a bye bye bye. Lord of mercy, but a bye bye bye.
Creative child, 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 creative child.
Yeah, and I won't go say peace. All the Sleemans out there, check it out, y'all. To Jamie, check it out, y'all. Trouble T, don't forget you, check it out, y'all. My mixed-up Prince, check it out, y'all. To Cali, check it out, y'all. To the homeboys, check it out. Look a look a look a Reds, check it out. Don't forget the fat boy they call Inchi. Well, check it out, peace, y'all.
Yes, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. It is Tuesday evening, and you are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and I'm on the line with
Renee Jordan.
And we've brought back an old voice that hasn't been on the air for a while, former co-host of ours that is also a DJ, and he has been doing quite a bit during this pandemic. Please welcome back DJ Sirius.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Yeah, and it's good to have you back with us.
It's been a while. It's been some time.
Yes,
2 years,
man,
3 years. I don't know.
I honestly I lost count as to when, you know, I left the show. But you guys can always consider me an honorary member of Soul Perspectives.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
How have you been? Some people still actually just talking to Preach,
mm-hmm.
who also has a show on CKUT, and we were communicating. Well, he was doing a live show, but I'll get into that a little bit more after. And he's like, yeah, my brethren, DJ Sirius, who's on Soul Perspectives. So some people don't know that I've left, you know, but...
I guess that means that the music selection has been good.
Yeah.
Well, how have you been? Since you were last on air, you grew your family. You now have another child, but you've also been finding ways to continue working. So, how have you been during this past year and a bit of a lockdown pandemic situation?
Well, like you just mentioned, been working. Had a baby boy, had a son during the pandemic in the height of the lockdown, and even doing the prenatal stuff while everything was happening, you know, was a little bit crazy. So overall, I've been well, the family has been well, and we've adjusted relatively well to everything that's been happening. But at the same time, when I look at it, I'm just like, what on earth is going on? What's happening? I still can't believe that, you know, that we had a child during this pandemic. His birthday is actually coming up. His birthday is his name is Kimani. His birthday is May 10th, which is Monday. So, you know, talking to you guys now and going over what's happened over the last year or so, a year plus, you know, it's just crazy to one, think of all of the different things that have happened, and then two, to find ourselves still in a very in very uncertain times, a little bit more than a year later.
I can't even believe that you said May 10th. And it'll be his first birthday.
Yeah.
I don't even think I've seen his face, but but I mean, wow, time has really gone by. I think when it's all said and done, we're gonna need like a COVID correction on all of our years and days and events from all that has taken place. Wow.
That's for sure. And I mean, I was actually talking about this with someone earlier today. Like my first son, Malachi, his birthday is on March 21st. And around that time was when the lockdowns like kind of started and everything was shut down. And we were just reminiscing on how, you know, he spent his third birthday. We were going to plan a party. We were going to do, you know, different things for him. But it was just us three at that time. Kimani was in the belly at home, and I made him a little cake, and we just celebrated his birthday, us three and four in the making. Just a little small thing, but it almost feels like he never turned three in a sense, because like everything has been so thrown off since then, and now he's four, and it's just like, yeah, but when was he three? You know, like it's just crazy, you know, just to think of the so many things have happened, all the different changes, the way that things have gone, the fact that we were not able to go out and socialize and do a lot of the things that we normally do, just really put a different texture to the experience that you have, you know, even as a parent. You know, you're just looking at things, and obviously he's gone through his milestones, he's continued to progress, you know, he's a flourishing child. But at the same time, it still feels like something was missing.
Definitely the link and the extended family link and the extensions are not as present as they normally would have been.
Yeah.
So they are growing in some ways, and maybe so they're adapting a little bit better than the adults to the whole idea of a pandemic. But at the same time, there's so many things that they're missing out on that they could be doing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
But speaking of things aside from the family, it has been quite a challenge for those who work in those industries that are very much so involved with the public, like yourself. What has that been like from being a DJ that has been performing at parties or at set cassettes, very much social hours, to all of a sudden there being no social hours, no parties, and no real in-person entertainment?
Well, definitely it's an adjustment. But first off, you know, in the beginning, for me, it was like a blessing in disguise, just because, you know, the pandemic started. We were just about to have a baby, and I wasn't able to work, but it didn't bother me so much because it gave me more time to spend with the family. And then, you know, once the baby was born, again, it gave me more time to kind of adjust. But then, you know, once you kind of move out of that phase, and once I moved out of that period, I'm just like, okay, what's going on now? We were fortunate enough that living here in Canada, the government provides income for people and continues to provide income for people. So from that front, I was relatively okay, and I had no issues with that. And I'm just so grateful that we're in a place that was something that I didn't have to worry about.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I'm like, I don't know how long, or I didn't know, and I still don't know. You don't know how long those things are going to last, number one, because the government is putting out a lot of money out there to a lot of different people in various different areas and various different ways. And on the other hand, too, I'm like, I want to use this time to see how I can grow, to see what I can do, so that in the event that this lasts an extended amount of time, or even if we go back to a quote unquote normal, what skills can I acquire to take forward with me into the future? And, you know, that's what I kind of embarked on, is trying to figure out, okay, how can I generate my own revenue? How can I learn new skills that are going to be applicable for the type of work that I do? And and that's really what I've been focusing on. You know, to give you more detail about that, it's like, so one of the main things for DJs, one of the first things that started happening is a lot of DJs started DJing on Instagram. Uh-huh. And they would just do live streams on Instagram, random times. Some people had specific times or whatnot, and a lot of people were doing that. So, but in the first wave of that, because I was, you know, I had my daddy hat on, I wasn't really focused on what was happening. I was watching what other people were doing, but for me personally, I wasn't really focused on doing that type of thing.
Yeah.
But then shortly after that started happening, people started to realize, okay, well, Instagram's not the best platform for this because they're getting a lot of copyright strikes.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you're playing music that you don't own the copyrights to, even if you're a DJ, you get your music from a record pool, whatever the case may be, you're still not allowed to do public performances in places or on virtual spaces that are not paying for the rights to use that particular music. Right. So the whole Instagram thing started to shift. A lot of people were starting to get frustrated. It was even frustrating in the beginning too, just trying to figure out the technical side of things and how to make things work and all of that. And a migration started to happen to other platforms. So first you had the platform called Twitch, which is known as a gaming platform. And a lot of DJs started migrating over to Twitch and starting to do their performances and their live shows and stuff that way. But then the issue with Twitch is that Twitch also had the same issue as Instagram, where Twitch now doesn't have the copyrights for you to actually be playing copyrighted music.
Right.
So the thing is, though, is that they weren't doing anything about it. So people would just roll with it, and okay. and they just continue doing their sets, and eventually there started to be more and more strikes, but not really on DJs. It was actually more on other users on the platform, where if you had archived videos of stuff that had copyright material, it was getting taken down. During your actual live stream, there wasn't any issue. Like nobody was getting problems with the actual live stream. So a lot of people started migrating over to Twitch, and slowly started building a following on Twitch, and transferring off of things like Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, because you had the same pretty much copyright issues with all of those platforms.
Right.
So then, you know, so everybody got on the kind of the Twitch bandwagon, and then in the midst of all of that, there's another platform called Mixcloud, who actually does have the copyrights similar to what is had on radio, where you are allowed to post mixes and do performances and stuff online or whatever the case may be, without any copyright restrictions. They do have certain rules and stuff that you have to follow, and certain things, that certain guidelines, but in general you're pretty much free to do what you want to do.
So
when that came out, because I was a little bit iffy about going on Twitch in the beginning, and one of the reasons was that I'm like, okay, they don't have the copyrights, a lot of people are on it, it seems to be that there are things going on behind the scenes that are pointing towards the fact that maybe this whole Twitch thing may stop eventually. So I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to take that chance of trying to build a following on a new platform and then end up not being able to move forward with it because they just shut it down because of the whole copyright thing.
Yeah.
So I already had a following on Mixcloud, because I posted many mixes and done a lot of stuff on there. So once Mixcloud now decided that they were going to come out with a live streaming platform, because before it was just basically mixes that you could put up there. So people had podcasts and just mixes and stuff. But they said, okay, because of the pandemic, because of everything that's going on, we see a demand, we see a need, and we feel like we can fill that. So they now started a platform where you can do stream live shows. So I was like, okay, well, I'm already on Mixcloud, I already have a following, there's no risk of copyright issues and all of that, so I'm going to hop on the Mixcloud train, and I'm gonna see how I can make things grow on there. So, you know, as things continued, as the time started to pass by, like I began to realize, looking at some of my peers who were growing on Twitch and versus what was happening on Mixcloud, that Twitch just seems like it keeps going, and people are continually growing. And the Twitch platform is more developed than the
there definitely is a ease of using it in comparison to, because I don't think you have to necessarily be signed in to the to Twitch to be able to participate in the live text. So once people start to get into it, you know, it sort of flows. Whereas the Mixcloud, you could be on the outside, I guess, of your club, because I have watched you a couple times on a Friday night, but I've never joined Mixcloud. So, like, you want to comment, but all I can send you is an emoji. And I think there are only 6 of them. So it sort of doesn't have the same interactivity that's there. But, I mean, there are people listening, but I don't know if you quite get the feel that people are there.
Yeah, no, it's a, like, well, first of all, just in general, doing live streams is a completely different ball game than performing live for people. Because I mean, you're alone in a room with a camera pointing at you. There's no interaction with anyone. The first few live streams that I did, I was like, what on earth am I doing? This is the weirdest thing I'm just here in a room looking at a camera. I don't know how the people are reacting to what I'm playing. I have no idea what's going on. And it just felt awkward. Like the first, I would say maybe 4 to 5 streams, I was just like, I don't know if I could do this.
It took a while for you to get comfortable with it.
Yeah, for real. Like, it really did take a while to get comfortable with it, because I was just like, what in the world am I doing? Does this make any sense whatsoever? I don't know. I'm a person that really feeds off the energy that I'm getting, you know, from the crowd.
Yeah.
And that kind of gives me a direction of where I should go musically and whatnot. But in this case, it's like there's not much interaction. There's not much feedback. Yeah. You know, from what's going on, other than in the chat, which is there, but at the same time, it's like, especially in the beginning when you don't have anyone, much of people following you or anyone interacting with what's going on.
Yeah,
you're just like, yeah, it seems like you're playing for no one. Mm-hmm. So you end up trying to play for yourself, but then you're still not sure if that's the right thing to do, because you don't know what, if the people are feeling it or whatnot, and so it becomes. It becomes difficult, in that sense. But at the same time,
I also
think
it's different to gauge what people are interested in hearing when they're at home. I mean, being at home, like maybe someone plays during the day. There are sometimes when you hear like soca, and it's like, oh, okay, yeah. But then it's like sometimes you're not in that party vibe because you're at work. But I'll listen to a show while I'm at work. And I listened to you a couple of times while working, and you know, it's interesting because I'm working, I can't give you the feedback. So like my chat, I can't make your chat go, or I'm sure a lot of people are listening in, but they can't make the chat go, but they do appreciate, you know, the fact that you are that coworker keeping a little bit of noise in their ear as they're working from home, you know, with nobody around them, which is also very interesting.
Yeah.
Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we are talking to DJ Sirius, former co-host, and finding out what he's been up to during the pandemic. We do have to take a little break, but keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are back. We are back. It is a Tuesday evening, and you are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're here talking to DJ Sirius, former co-host of Soul Perspectives, and a DJ, local DJ in the city of Montreal, who has had to basically take to mixing online and figuring out different platforms and how to get his work across. So Sirius, you were telling us before that you were having difficulty with the different platforms and basically mixing to a camera as opposed to a crowd, because you feed off the energy of the crowd normally when you're in a club, at a party, even if it's at a restaurant or a cinquecette, you're feeding off the energy that you're being given. So now you don't have that energy. It's just maybe, you know, people chatting, sending chats, as Renee was saying, sending emojis. So how did you make it work? You said the first four or five took you a little while. It was awkward, but then what made you get into that groove of comfort?
It was just experimenting with different things, experimenting with how I felt, trying to find a way of just being comfortable. And the one thing that worked for me specifically was planning out my sets a bit more than I usually did in the past. So it was is being sure that throughout the whole time I have a good idea of what it is that I'm gonna play. Whereas, you know, when I was playing in clubs or bars or cinquecettes or whatever, I may know like a genre of music that I'm gonna play. And I may know, okay, well, there's this new song that I wanna drop and whatnot. But I didn't have really like a plan of a list of the songs that I was gonna play. But I found that for the live streams, it helped me compiling kind of playlists beforehand, so that you know, when I'm looking kind of for direction, the direction is already kind of there in a sense.
Yeah.
And also coming up with specific themes for each show that I do.
Yeah.
That kind of help to, one, if people are expecting something. So if I'm doing a soca show, for example, that I already know that that's kind of what they're expecting.
Yeah.
So that kind of gives me an idea that if I go forward with this, they already know kind of what to expect. I know that, so I have an idea of what it is that I can give them within the lines of the parameters that I've set for the show.
Yeah.
So that's kind of helped me in terms of being more comfortable and kind of gauging, you know, how it is and what it is that I should be playing, and, you know, just getting used to trying to feed the energy off of the chat. Number one, I also try to, from a spiritual level, I'm like, okay, let me just feel what I'm feeling intuitively. It's like, I can't see the people in front of me. They may be further away than if I was in the same room as them, but I can still pick up on a vibe, on an energy of what's out there. So let me just, you know, kind of put my guard down in that sense and feed off of what I feel is coming to me, even though the people are not right in front of me, and that's pretty much what has worked.
Yeah. One of the things that I found interesting was the themes. Like the last few themes that I remember that you had a duet theme, which was like basically two artists that have worked together. You got like a whole compilation of just artists that are working together. I thought that was really unique and interesting. You did the DMX tribute. DMX had passed a few weeks ago, and I thought that it kind of makes each show a bit niche, but at the same time, it's not just random music that's being played. It's like, okay, you know that this week is going to be Afrobeats. This week is going to be soca. This week is going to be the DMX tribute. This week is going to be the duets. And I find to me that within a kind of saturation, because I find that there's a lot of DJs just putting out content, that kind of makes you stand out because you have a very specific, it's almost like going to different clubs for very specific reasons. You know, like you go to the Latin club for the Latin music, and then you go to the soca party for the soca, and then you go to the hip hop party. But except it's just you come into the same club, and every week there's a new style, there's a new genre. What inspired that? What made you decide to go in that direction?
Well, again, it had to do with just me being comfortable. I realized that if I had a direction, because of the nature of what I'm doing, and you're live streaming, and you're not interacting with the people, that having the direction made things a bit more seamless for me. And the other thing is that because I focused most of my energy on Mixcloud in the beginning, and up until recently, Mixcloud, like I said, you know, was a platform where people were posting their pre-recorded mixes already. So I also thought of it as everything that I'm putting out, I want it to be also something that people are going to go back and listen to. Because in general, with a lot of some of the other platforms and what people are doing, you know, they're not necessarily shows that you're going to want to go back and listen to, especially if you're just, you know, playing kind of like how we used to play in clubs to a certain degree. It's like you have those main hits that you would play on rotation, you know, like almost every week, or maybe every second week, every third week.
Until they die.
Yeah, until they die. But it's like if you were to record a club set, depending on the type of club, obviously, but you were to record a typical club set, you're going to realize that there's a lot of songs that are being played over and over and over and mm-hmm. over and over again. And for a show that is recorded that people are going to listen to and go back and listen to, if your show sounds the same every week, you know, they're not going to be interested in going to listen to your show.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons, again, that I came up with the themes is so that I have new content that people can go back and listen to, you know, at any time. And if they say, well, okay, I like this one, the duets, for example. And then they're like, okay, well, what else did he do? Then they can go back and listen to, the DMX tribute, he did that. And then it's like they listen to that. Then they're like, okay, well, what else did he do? And then they go back, and I did, like, all dance hall was a theme I did recently. So they can go listen to the dance hall thing. And what I've been trying to do was have certain reoccurring themes.
Yeah.
So, for example, it's like if all dance hall, like I've done that, I think about 3 or 4 times now. So if you like the first one, I try to make them as different as I can for each one. You can go back and look and see, okay, well, he did another all dance hall. I like the first one. Let me go back and look at the other ones that he did.
Yeah.
So just kind of thinking long term, that I have a catalog of mixes that are out there, and kind of playing off the fact that, yes, I'm doing a live stream, but I'm also building a catalog of mixes that can withstand the test of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I never thought of it like that. But I have noticed that since the beginning of the pandemic that a lot of DJs have really been going back and digging into the crates and not just playing. And I thought of that was sort of due to the versus, like the versus battles sort of came through with their online battles between two artists from like way back into the past. And it brought back those feelings of nostalgia. And maybe those feelings of nostalgia made us think back to a time when things were better. And we used to live outside with no masks and we didn't worry about a pandemic. So I thought, okay, maybe that's why people were feeling like that. And then the DJs sort of went in the same direction. But it's actually a pretty smart idea to create this catalog series of back in time or certain themes for the moment, instead of the fast pace here today, gone tomorrow music, which we sort of see coming out now. Yeah. I don't know how you feel about that. Because even the songs that I find they're putting out during the pandemic, I find for me, they're like hot for a week or two. And then it's just like, okay, you know, next thing, not that they're bad. It's just, I don't know. It just doesn't really.
Well, Yeah, no, well, the thing is, what's okay, so wait, to touch on what you started off with in terms of what the DJs have been doing, so just from being in it and also watching what other people are doing, I think one of the reasons why a lot of DJs had to go back and start looking and digging in the crates and going back to stuff that you haven't heard in a long time and playing things that are a little bit alternative to what we would normally hear is because, one, a lot of, like, for example, people that are on Twitch, in order to progress on Twitch, you have to be streaming pretty regularly. So it's like you need to be doing at least, you know, I would say, like, so just to give you a little bit more of a background on how Twitch works. Mm-hmm. So anybody can go on Twitch and start streaming. To actually be able to earn revenue on Twitch, you have to meet certain criteria. So you have to do 7 unique streams within 30 days. You have to stream for 8 hours within 30 days. You have to have people interacting in the chat. I don't remember exactly the number. And you also have to have a minimum of 50 followers. Mm. So in order to meet those criteria, you need to be streaming a minimum of, I would say, twice a week for at least an hour and a half. And so that's the first level. The second level is becoming a Twitch partner, which everybody is going after because of the benefits. Then those criteria go even higher. You have to do 25 hours of streaming. You have to stream for 12 days uniquely. So it becomes a bit more demanding. So what's been happening is that you have DJs now that are streaming 3 times a week for 3 hours.
Mm, okay.
So if you, we'll say 2 to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. If you now are streaming that often and a lot of your viewers are reoccurring people, you can't be playing the same things over and over and over again. No. You have to go back. You got to dig. You got to find all kinds of different ways, different music to play to make sure that your
stream. You have to have a diversity of music in order to keep their interest.
Exactly. Exactly, exactly, exactly. So that's why, like playing the regular sets in the beginning, and I noticed it, in the beginning there were certain DJs that were kind of playing their regular club sets that they would normally play. But after a while, after about a month or so, it's like that kind of goes out the window because you can't keep playing that same type of set all the time. Yeah. You have to make sure that, like Kim said, that you have enough diversity or else people are going to lose interest.
Yeah,
and that's one of the reasons why, you know, that the DJ sets have evolved the way that they have evolved, because you're streaming a certain amount of time, you're oftentimes seeing the same people in your chat and a lot of reoccurring people, the people that follow you and whatnot, and because of that, you know, you really have to be diverse. The other thing is that, like, even for me, like, I was not a DJ that was super comfortable talking on the mic, but you need to let your personality out. You need to show people who you are. You have to have a character to keep people people entertained.
Yeah,
you know, while you're streaming, and that's another reason why too. A lot of DJs haven't embarked on this whole streaming journey. Like, there's certain DJs that haven't touched it at all, just because it's not something that they're comfortable doing.
Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we are talking to DJ Sirius, former co-host here on Soul P, and DJ, local DJ in Montreal that has been looking at alternative ways to thrive during the pandemic. We're going to take another break. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Ticket to anywhere, maybe we make a deal, maybe together we can get somewhere, any place is better, starting from zero, got nothing to lose, maybe we'll make something, me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store, managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He lives with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working, his body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him, wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way. I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Get a fast car, we go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job, now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better, you'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car, so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all our bills. You stay out drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
Yes, we're back. It is Soul Perspectives. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominic Ferguson. I'm in studios with
Renee Jordan.
And we have our former co-host back with us on the air, the one and only DJ Sirius.
Yes.
DJ Sirius, like many DJs in the city of Montreal, and I'm sure across the world, has been looking at different alternative ways to get to an audience, to make sure that stays relevant as a DJ in the city, and also figuring out new ways to play music. I have a question. How are you, aside from, like, you were talking about becoming a partner on Twitch and stuff like that, so
apart from that, how have you been able to earn an income? Because back in the day when, you know, back when things were quote unquote normal, you would get gigs, whether it's a regular gig or special events, and that is how you generate income. How are you generating income now that we have a pandemic?
So I am generating income from subscriptions from my Mixcloud account.
Okay.
I just started with Twitch. I'm not generating any income on Twitch yet. I've been fortunate to have had a few virtual gigs thrown my way through some of my affiliates, where I was working with a company who had a large budget to do like an internal type festival for their company, which they have branches like across Canada and different places in the world, and still a virtual thing. But where I went to DJ at that festival, I've also done a few Zoom parties where people have hired me to do their birthday via Zoom, and
How was that experience? The birthdays through Zoom.
Actually, it was okay. In the beginning, I was very skeptical. But I'm so happy that I had the experience of doing the other live stuff that I started doing with Mixcloud and whatnot, because it made that a lot easier. Like if I had just done a Zoom party without doing the other stuff that I did, I would have been completely lost. But since I already had that experience of interacting with people and doing that type of thing virtually, the Zoom party experience was pretty interesting. The first one that I did was a person from Montreal, but who currently lives in Australia, and she wanted to have a party with her friends that were mostly here in Montreal.
Right.
So
What time of day did she do that?
Well, for her it was. I think it was about around 10 in the morning.
Okay.
And for us, it was around 7 p.m., ooh, if I'm not mistaken. And
Time zone challenges.
Yes, for sure. That's a big thing with that type of stuff. But
I think that's a great thing that has come out of the pandemic in terms of DJing on Zoom and DJing on Twitch and whatever virtual medias there are. You're no longer restricted to just being a Montreal DJ while you're in Montreal. You know, you could be an Australian DJ while in Montreal, or you could be those borders that were once very hard set have now become, you know, very invisible.
Yeah, for virtually. Sure.
And I just had a thought that even if you do go back into the clubs, you can still use the virtual in order to transmit, like say for example, you're in a club 10 p.m. at night and it's 5 a.m., 6 a.m. in the morning somewhere else, the person could still log on to your Mixcloud or whatever streaming service you're using while you're in the actual club and listen on the way to work, preparing for school, whatever. This could like kind of expand the way you use the way your reach in that sense, possibly.
Yeah. And I think it will. I don't know exactly how it's going to work, because obviously the club setting and depending on who's listening and what's going on, usually there's low lighting in the club too, and if to actually watch a performance and all that, like there's a lot of little things that would have to be worked on. But at the same time, you know, once we do get back to a normal, or if we do, sometimes I don't want to say that, yeah. But sometimes I feel like it's important to say that because we may not get back to what we know as normal.
Yeah.
So if we do get back to a normal as we know it, I definitely think that a lot will be taken from what's been happening online mm-hmm. and implement it into like for DJs, like into the club scene, into different things. Because I mean, like people have done, you know, festivals on like complete festivals online where they have people playing back to back, and it's been pretty big and pulling in big numbers.
Yeah.
And like, you know, just to touch back on what's kind of one of the things that started this whole thing, there's a DJ from the States. His name is D Nice.
Yes.
And he was kind of the pioneer with the live streams, because he started doing I forget what event, something was going on in the world.
Club Quarantine.
It was yeah, but I don't know if it was just the quarantine.
I think what had happened was he started his Club Quarantine, and then it sort of wheeled into being a promotional event for the election in the U.S.
Yes, and that's okay. It's the election.
So that whole Club Quarantine thing was what I think really started off the DJs. Are like, oh, wait a minute. Just because the club is closed, we still have the partygoers who still want to listen to music and don't mind dancing alone or with whoever it is that they're at home with. So I think that really took it off. But unfortunately, I think, and I could be wrong, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe D Nice is allowed to play some of that music that's copyrighted through Instagram that other people are not allowed to play.
Now you're touching the controversial subject, because according to him, he doesn't have the copyrights to play this stuff, and that he was getting flagged and taken down for certain things.
Okay.
But in the beginning, he was pulling some crazy numbers in terms of views. Like, you're talking about like over 100,000 people watching. It might have even been higher than that, watching him. And it just seemed like he kind of got a pass.
I think they gave him.
They were not flagging what it was that he was that he was doing. But then eventually he said, "Yes, you know, I got flagged and this and that." But he was drawing in celebrities and a whole bunch of stuff, and like, so it was kind of because of that, that whole thing. That this whole kind of virtual thing started. And I think that, you know, like, to go back to where we were talking before, definitely, you know, we're going to take from all of this stuff, and it's going to change the club experience for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely going to change the club experience. It's going to change, like, even you know, weddings and all of these things, because a lot of people have had virtual weddings. You know, like there's it's really gonna change the way that we set up certain things and the way certain things happen. And you know, like for example, you know, if somebody's having a destination wedding, for sure now I'm sure that this is gonna be a part of the package that people are gonna be offering, where you can have your wedding streamed on Zoom and have people kind of, you know, interact with what's going on, you know, in the wedding and all of that. And so, like, the sky's the limit as to, you know, where all of this stuff is going to take us. And then the other thing is, just like, you know, we were talking as we were setting up the show today, you know, we've had to learn so much new things when it comes to technology.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's like DJs. I'm telling you, all of the DJs that are live streaming right now, we all had headaches. We all had nightmares.
Yeah.
We like it was a steep learning curve to get yourself streaming and streaming correctly.
Like, well, it must have been a challenge to set up the sound from one place, the chat from another place. Pay attention to the chat. Talk in the chat, but look at the music, talk at the chat, and really pay attention. Managing it all, it's quite the juggling scheme, and then talking to the people that you can't see. And I've noticed as time has gone by, like, even the DJ's ability to, like, notice who's there on repeat, saying hello to the people. Like, all of that is part of the engagement in keeping them there, which mm-hmm. which is hard to do.
Yeah. Like you know, it's like, you know, hats off to the DJs and the content creators. You know, it's people don't realize how much work you have to put in to make a viable show. And then on top of that, like, when you start off in the beginning, before you start building a following, you're playing to no one. So you also have to have the passion and the will to continue. Like I know a lot of DJs have started and they're just like, oh, nothing's happening. I'm going to stop. But for me, it's like, I just looked at it as an opportunity to grow. And to expand my skills, and like I made a commitment, you know, with my social media, to make sure to be putting out content every single week, and you know, that's something that I do on the regular. It's and the type of content that I'm putting out in terms of like my little motivational quotes, you know, plus my theme for the show, plus I do a little kind of mix intro. It's like they're all things that I've wanted to do over time, and I've been now able to kind of package it all together and put out something on a regular basis. So I'm super happy that I got the opportunity to grow in that way. And like one of the themes of my career personally is like, because, you know, I'm not really at this point, I'm not really earning a whole heap of money off of what it is that I'm doing.
Yeah,
but as a DJ, as an artist, as, you know, people in certain fields, you know that when you put in a certain amount of groundwork, mm-hmm. eventually it pays off.
Yeah, it pays dividends eventually.
I can say, pardon?
It pays dividends eventually.
Exactly. And I can say that, you know, from my experience in the past, like, I did a lot of groundwork. You know, you spend hours going through music. You spend time networking with certain people. You're putting in a lot of energy where in the moment, it doesn't seem like you're getting anything out of it. But when I looked at all of the stuff, the groundwork that I laid before I was able to actually be out there and working regularly as a DJ, it only made sense that once I got to that point, I was able to do the things that I was able to do. And to have the connections, and also to have the confidence and different things to be able to reach higher plateaus and reach new levels. And that's exactly the way I look at things now. You know, because I'm not earning a whole bunch of revenue, and I do have the ability to have some funds that are granted by the government, I'm like, I'm not wasting this time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm making sure that I'm learning as much as I can every day, whether it's about it's about DJing, it's about improving the stream, it's about going through music production, and then things outside of DJing, like investing, and the stock market and different things. It's like I'm making sure to use this time that I have now so that one, I can transition myself out of being in a situation where I'm dependent on certain funds that are coming in, and two, that, you know, once this things kind of pivot and things start to change, I'm a new person. Like I'm equipping myself with
the tools you need for
that I can
for
use
the future. That's good.
Yeah.
That's big, and I think it's hard to do. My hat goes off to the people who